Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we have got a great 3-hour show for you. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. You are sure to enjoy this show. What's up, Rob Parker? How are you, man?
I am doing great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm good. Are you doing this show in transit on your way to the airport? I know LAX. You know, I bet traffic is crazy out there.
Well, I'm not in transit yet, but the
you
Rob
might
Parker
miss the last segment tour, of the show
is tour continues. No. I'm good. I got enough time to get to the airport, but yes, I'm on my way.
To Vegas, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you be careful there. Supposedly there's a spike there.
Is it really?
Yeah, my wife told me that yesterday. Wow. And it's not surprising.
No,
because
I was in Vegas in
June and you wouldn't have thought
anything was
that
going
COVID
on.
Existed.
Right. Hey, no, but I do. Cousin Sal from Fox Bet.
Yes.
It's his birthday. Yes. It's a big party.
That's what you're going for?
Yes. There's a big party and roast and everything. And, you know, he has the Extra Point Podcast Network, Chris, which he co-owns. And
is that the
I'm
one you're
on? Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going out there to celebrate Cousin Sal. Great guy. We shared a dressing room, right, at Fox Sports. That's what do it before the pandemic.
TMI.
I'm sorry. Okay. And we got to know each other a little, you know. So, you know, we started working together.
Got to know each other in the dressing room. Okay? No. I mean, that's what you said.
But I didn't mean it like that. We just talked in the dressing room. But anyway, looking forward to yet another trip this summer. And the tour continues, my man.
When you coming back? Sunday?
So Sunday, yeah. Okay. I'm just a quick trip, yep.
All right, well, be careful. Safe travels. And
But I will say this, too, real quick. Los Angeles has turned into, like, the hotbed of great athletes. Like, all of the athletes, Chris, keep coming to Los Angeles. LeBron, Mookie Betts, Anthony Davis, right?
Russell Westbrook. Kawhi Leonard.
Paul George. Paul George, and now Max Scherzer.
Matt Stafford.
Right. I mean, is it unbelievable? Just think about all the guys who have come here, Chris, in the last couple of years.
But see, it makes sense. I mean, L.A. is a great city. It's obviously the weather is just tremendous. There's so much to do there. If you're into stars and your brand and celebrity, that is the place to be alongside New York.
But it wasn't a great weather and the beach.
It wasn't a great sports town for a long time.
They haven't
capitalized on it. Honestly, they've always had those advantages.
Right. Oh, I got you. You mean, you know what I'm saying? Right, because the Dodgers went 31 years without winning. How about that?
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, the Lakers have been the only franchise in L.A. that's really capitalized on it. Right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
And it's, you know, and I don't know that it'll get to this, and obviously we're not going to belabor the point too much, but Atlanta, Rob, you know this. Athletes love Atlanta.
Yeah,
athletes live in Atlanta, and I'm always like, why can't they get anybody? To me, they could be a destination franchise.
I agree.
I'm thinking mainly about the Hawks, but, you know, you can look at the Braves, the Falcons. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They should be a destination franchise. They're doing something wrong.
Right, they're not taking them to Magic City when they do the hype tour,
hey,
Chris.
Is that it? That's probably on the tour, you know.
Yeah,
at
probably
least the player
is.
Tour, right, the player tour, is. not the front office. But anyway, we got a great show for you. Of course, it is a fantastic Friday and a funky flashback Friday, and so we have our man, the heavy one. It's not Iowa Sam. It's not USC Chris. You know it ain't DJ Alex Teichert, because I don't know where he's been the last few weeks. It is our man, the heavy one, in those crates.
Wait a minute, Chris, real quick. Are we on the weekend? Because if you got, like, two black hosts and the engineer being black, it would usually be a weekend
and a
show,
Mexican
right?
Mexican producer.
Right, Don? Are we not working? Is this the weekend? What's going on here?
Who's doing the updates? Who's on the updates?
Racist.
They're bringing in Kevin Figures.
Ralph Irvin.
No, Kevin Figures is doing the update.
We got super producer Rob G. Don't get mad, Rob G. Come on. All right. And our first guest, Kelvin Washington of Spectrum News, in keeping with that theme. He will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about these Lakers. Let's get into it, Rob G. Or Rob P. There was a story. We're going to get back to the Westbrook trade because that's still the hot story. And, Rob, there was a story that our friend Brad Turner, friend of the show, frequent
guest. We've known Brad for 100 years.
Yep, covers the Lakers for the L.A. Times. He wrote a story about how Westbrook, LeBron, and Anthony Davis met at LeBron's home in Los Angeles 2 weeks ago and talked about teaming up. And it was just a kumbaya moment. I pictured them by the fire, some marshmallows and hot cocoa.
There was only one problem with the meeting, Chris. Did you know that? Did you hear about it?
No.
LeBron ordered Blaze pizza, and there wasn't enough cheese on it, so this thing almost didn't happen. No, Don, nothing? Nothing. Don, wow. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I'm laughing. You hear me? I'm cracking up. I know you're used to Jonas Knox, you know, just, Rob. No, but
Don,
but,
can
but
you pay attention? What show are you
that.
Listening
okay,
to in your headphones? Okay,
that was you. Funny, Rob. That was funny. Good job. Good one. All right, there we go. But anyway, they met, and everybody was talking about, hey, it's all about a ring, baby. It's all about a ring. Westbrook said all the right things. Hey, all I care about, guys, is getting home and delivering a championship, winning a championship. That's all I want. I will even play off the ball. LeBron, if you have the ball, I'll play off the ball. LeBron said, but hold up, bro. I'm willing to get off the ball. I'm willing to move positions. You've been having the ball in your hands your whole career. I'll go to power forward for you. And AD was like, but hold up. I'm willing to go to center, guys. That's how much I want this ring. That's how much I want another ring. So AD's willing to go to center. LeBron's willing to go to power forward. Westbrook is willing to play off the ball. Kumbaya, I tell ya. Rob, you and I both are skeptical about this move. Does this revelation that they came together weeks ago bore their souls and said, let's just get it done? Does this make you feel better? Does this make you think, you know what? Uh-oh, this might work. This big three could work. What are your thoughts?
Not one iota. Not one scintilla.
Doesn't change anything?
No, it doesn't. Because, of course, going in, Chris, you always come up with a plan and everybody says, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'll stop doing that and I'll let you do this. And that sounds good going in, but now you're asking Westbrook to be different from what he was. You're asking LeBron James to be different. Anthony Davis has not played center for a reason, Chris, and now all of a sudden it's okay. If that was the case, he could have done that before, right?
Especially like in what? This soft league.
Yes, he could have been dominating, nobody to guard him, and just pounded at the center position. He refused to do that. So it sounds good in principle and on paper, and it sounds great. They had a great powwow, and they, like you said, held hands and sang Kumbaya and all that. But it still doesn't change the fact that I don't think this is a good fit ultimately. Just the same reason they thought it was going to work in Houston, Chris, didn't they?
Well, Harden and Westbrook grew up together.
Right, no problem.
So you know, they were, yeah,
we're cool.
Chris Paul and Harden.
Thank you.
They had talked about getting Chris to Houston. Remember, he was a Clipper.
Right. This is what I'm trying to say is like, right. It happens all the time. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah, the intentions could be right and good, and they could be trying to do the right thing and think, you know, we got to try to win another one. But I just don't. And you know, you talk to people, and of course, this morning my phone is blowing up. All the Laker fans, my man Obi, and all these people like hitting me up saying, "Oh, championship, can't wait." You know, I was like, "Really? Like that was a championship move? You don't even know who else is on the team yet." Like, so I get Russell Westbrook, Chris. I get Anthony Davis and LeBron James, but I'm sorry. It doesn't feel good to me.
First, let me say this. I do think the intentions are good, and I think you agree. I have no doubt. Like, my question's about Westbrook. It's not about intention. He deferred for James Harden. He did. You know? I mean, he was willing to play off the ball, and it's your team, James, and I'm good with that. So I'm sure he means what he says. I'm sure LeBron means what he says. The one that makes the most sense of AD can play center. Okay, about time you recognize that. So, yeah, that's fine. That can happen. But your game often is your game, especially when you've been in the league for 19 years like LeBron has, or 18 years. And Westbrook, what is this, his 13th, 14th year it'll be? Something like that, 13 years, 12 years. I mean, your game is your game, to the point where you're not as comfortable playing another way. You can try, you can want to, but you're not as comfortable, and therefore you're not as effective. And when push comes to shove and times get tough, you're going to default to what you instinctively are best at. And for LeBron, that's running the show.
And you know what?
And for Westbrook, that's, you know, being aggressive and doing what he does.
Think about LeBron from 2 years ago when last year when he ran the point and led the league in assists, right?
And they won the championship.
And they won it, but then all of a sudden, now why would he stop that at that point, right? Like what sense did that make? He went right back to being the other player. You know what I mean?
I think he tried to make room for Schroeder. Because yeah, look, him being the point guard was like, that's, he'd been the point guard his whole career. It's
right, point forward, basically.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't playing that much differently, but I think he tried to make room for Schroeder. And I do think at this stage in his career, in this age, it's probably easier for him to be off the ball, right? And it saves him some toll physically. But I just think, and I do think that's the one thing, or one of the things Westbrook brings, is that he will take some of the physical toll off LeBron and AD. But there's no way I see Westbrook being the primary decision maker and LeBron just being more of a full-time power forward. You know, they're number one in this league of pace and space, and we had Antonio Daniels say it yesterday, it's about pace and space. You know, they're not going to have space. Are they going to try to play old school basketball? I would be down with that, but they won't. They won't just go, look, we're bigger than everybody. We're stronger than everybody. LeBron's going to be dominating the post. And when he's not doing it, AD will be doing it. No, it's not going to be like that. And so, like I said, Rob, it's just the fit is tough. And some people might say the Lakers fans, well, hold up. Look at James Harden. He switched his game. James Harden, if you watch him, even through high school, he's always been a playmaker. Even in Houston, he made plays for other guys. Now, he shot a ton because that's what Mike D'Antoni wanted. But I don't think it was that. All Harden had to do was say, I'm not going to shoot as much. And I'm going to be more of this high pick and roll. I'm going to set these other guys up. That's not, to me, that wasn't that huge of a physical adjustment for Harden. It was more of a mental adjustment. And he was able to do it. But the other thing, Robin, you notice the three dudes in Brooklyn can shoot.
Hello, is
two
this
of the
thing
Lakers
on?
Can't shoot the Lakers' that, victory. LeBron's that,
that's
a good
the
shooter.
Problem.
He's not a great shooter. The other two aren't really even good shooters.
And that's the problem in this league. What you got to have some shooters, Chris.
Yep.
And don't tell me about they're going to just surround them with 3-point shooters. Where? From who? What guys?
Right.
You mean quality 3-point shooters, Chris, are sitting on the sidelines? They're not attached to any
right.
team? Come on.
They tried that. Ben McLemore, Wesley Matthews.
Right.
How's that worked out? I mean, look, you got a ring last year. You got a ring 2 years ago, and that was good. You didn't have the greatest shooting then, but you were big. You played big.
But you remember, and they also shot way better, Chris, in that bubble.
In the bubble, they did.
Right. You remember, they were not a good shooting team going in, and they made shots.
Right.
They made shots.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox on this Funky Flashback Friday. Does the powwow at LeBron's crib, the sleepover, the slumber party, whatever it was, between or among LeBron, Russell Westbrook, and Anthony Davis, where they all said they're willing to sacrifice to get that chip, does that make you feel better or more optimistic, or do you believe now in the Lakers' big three? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Funky Flashback Friday. We got Kelvin Washington of Spectrum News 1 in L.A. joining us in a few moments. But until then, it's your turn to shine. 877-99 on Fox. Do you feel like the meeting a few weeks ago between LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Anthony Davis, in which they all said they would be willing to sacrifice, play different positions, share the ball, get off the ball, whatever it took to win championships. Does that matter to you and make you think that's going to make a difference? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Floyd the Barber in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Floyd?
Yeah, you dating both of us with that Floyd the Barber. You took it way back, but I've heard it before.
You've heard it before a million times, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, it's either Floyd the Barber or Pretty Boy Floyd, so
yes.
I'm kind of used to it these days. But I'm just going to get right to it as a Laker fan. I was, when I heard it, I didn't like it. I'm worried about the fit, but I'm trying to be a little more optimistic about it. So hearing that they had this little come-together meeting and everybody seems to be on the same page to reach the same goal, it does make me feel better. And I think one thing that everybody's overlooked, if you look at the last three champions, the Bucks, the Lakers, and Toronto, Liverpool has none of them good three-point shooting teams. So I think it might be a little too much emphasis on all the shooters that are needed, and it being a shooter's league, because Milwaukee this year and the Lakers last year basically won with size against their opponent. So I don't want to put too much credence on the fact that they need more shooters. Of course they do. But I think over time, of course we need to see them play, but it does make me feel a little bit better going ahead. And in the meantime, you guys have a good weekend, and I'll catch you rest up there.
All right,
brother.
I
disagree, though, that the Bucks couldn't shoot threes. The Bucks were pretty good shooting three. Now, they were big. He's right about that. But they weren't a bad three-point shooting team. And Toronto could shoot threes back, a few years ago when they won it.
No doubt.
Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet.
Let's not act like threes don't have anything to do with it. I think they're important.
Right.
While you're scoring
right.
two, they're scoring three.
Right.
Tim in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Odd Couple, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We got you, man.
Man, it's so cool to get on for the first time. This is awesome. You guys are awesome. Your show is awesome. I don't want to take
Glad
up too
to
much
have
time,
you,
you
brother.
Guys got it.
Hey, Tim, real quick. We're in California. Obviously, it's a huge state. Where are you?
Man, we're down the street in Ontario, an hour out of L.A.
Okay.
So I'm from New York. I moved here in Cali like 4 years ago when I met my wife. Anyways, I just wanted to say, listen, this is nothing new. They get together because they all get along. These are millionaires. They want to make it happen. He's from
right.
here. He wants to win. But let's be real. It's about the X's and O's in the playoffs. Things slow down. Westbrook is going to be a disaster for LeBron. But it works out for LeBron because he's going to have a person he could throw their blame and excuses on when he fails again. So it works out
You don't
ways.
Sound like a Lakers fan.
No, he said he's from New York originally, Chris. He just
okay,
moved out here for
Okay, but he's in L.A. now. Okay, so
right.
you admit
yeah,
out here
I abandoned, I abandoned the shit when LeBron came. I abandoned the
wow.
shit. I knew things. Yeah, it was just, it wasn't, I can't feel LeBron. I can't stand his fans. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I always say this. Like with LeBron and when things don't go right, you know, people, his minions say he's the GOAT and the other guys are the scapegoats. Remember that.
Exactly. And they got the biggest scapegoat because James Harden, who it was all Westbrook. Get him out of here. Westbrook in Washington. Again, they just, he's going to get all the blame, all the excuses, and it's going to work out for LeBron. All right.
Let me say this, Rob, real quick, because we had the last caller say, you know, the Bucks and the Raptors couldn't shoot threes,
right?
Like I said, the Raptors were sixth in the league in three-point percentage.
So that sounds like that's pretty good.
Top pretty darn good.
Top six,
and Milwaukee
right.
was fifth. So
okay,
come on.
There we go.
Right.
Stop.
And the Lakers won it being like in the bottom 10. So,
Chris, but they did
shoot well. Why are you
facts over feelings?
No, no, no.
All these Lakers
Here,
fans
the
and they feelings.
Why
You're
are you
feelings.
Cherry picking regular season stats when I just sent it to you in the chat? In the playoff run, Bucks shot 32%.
Regular seasons are
Raptors
regular
shot 34%.
Regular
and Lakers
season
shot 35%.
Is more telling.
How
regular
do you
season
figure?
Is 82 games.
All right.
It just
all right,
gives you a better
you
feel
are.
On whether okay. or not they can make threes. That's
then,
all
right.
All
right. That's gonna, who you are.
It's your show. All right. I'll let you do
yes.
your thing.
Yes. You know
yeah.
what?
You better back off.
That's right. You know, he get a little too comfortable. He thinks
and,
that,
isn't
you know.
He, isn't he just hopping on the mic with takes you know, out of nowhere? And,
unbelievable.
You know?
This ain't that crazy podcast you do in the morning. All right. Drew in New Jersey. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
How you guys doing?
Good.
So what I got to say is there's only one person I think in America that thinks that this is the greatest trade ever, and that's Kendrick Perkins.
Is that right? Is that what he said?
You know, he's a LeBron,
right.
Russell Westbrook guy.
Name.
You should have. I thought he was going to slap Stephen A. in the face today.
Wow. Stephen A. wasn't buying it.
No, he was not.
I think I saw Stephen A. say that the Lakers are the favorite, his pick in the West, didn't he?
No,
yeah,
I thought
Max.
He said the Nets. Yeah, in the West.
In the West,
wrong,
yeah, he got them going to the yeah. finals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you know how you know it's not a good fit when Nick Wright is a glass half full on a LeBron team. If you like read it, he's like, I don't really. I don't
no, you're
see
right.
it, but we'll
no,
wait
that
see.
Hey, that's shocking.
That says
that's
a lot
because he's
because
he's always lockstep with LeBron, no matter
yep.
what.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't see this working. You know, I'll wait and see. Like, if it works, I'll applaud it. But there's only one ball. I don't. If I have LeBron on my team, I want the ball in his hands.
Right.
And yeah, it's not like the Nets. Here's the thing: the Nets, you have a bunch of spot up. You have a bunch of guys that can play off the ball. You have a bunch of shooters. If you have guys that can play off the ball, they can play on any team.
Yep.
There's only one ball.
Yep. Look, Kyrie, Durant, Harden, every one of them is a great jump shooter.
We
great.
Saw it. They don't need the ball, Chris.
Absolutely.
Throw it to them.
Absolutely. And LeBron, if he goes to power forward, I mean, he's not going to be draining jumpers left and right. AD certainly isn't, and neither is Westbrook. Now, again, I said it yesterday, but I'll give him a puncher's chance. LeBron is one of the smartest players ever, and they got talent. They're, you can't argue with that, the top three. But I... This just, it's baffling when you look at how in the world is this going to work. All right, Kelvin Washington will join us to talk about it in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is the Spectrum News 1 host in Los Angeles, Kelvin Washington, friend of the show. What's up, man? How are you?
What up, good brothers? I'm good, man. It's great to be on with you two. It's a huge day in L.A. yesterday and kind of carrying in today when you're talking about sports. The two biggest franchises making some huge moves, right?
No doubt. Let's get the Laker. He's a Laker homer now. I know that.
We know you're a Laker homer. What
they
do you have
the
to
championship,
say?
Cal?
Be objective, man. What do you think of this fit? Be objective.
All,
now try. Try your best.
Hold on now. Do not disrespect, especially you, Rob. You know. Do not disrespect my Detroit Pistons and Cade Cunningham, all right? We're 2 years away from hopping on up in the Eastern Conference playoffs. So
whatever.
Let me start there.
What do you think about the Lakers?
but being in L.A. now for so long and working with, you know, the radio formerly, now with the TV here in L.A. with the teams. Look, man, you guys know what time it is, man. The Lakers have decided, and they've always been this type of franchise, but once they went all in with LeBron, every single year they got to go all in, right? So they granted the one time without help. We saw what happened, right? When Kyle Kuzma is the second best player, it's not good. So then they go out, they get AD. What do? AD and LeBron bring a ring. Now, before injuries, we were looking like they're going to get another ring. So what they did to me was...
Well, I mean, that's a little presumptuous, don't you think?
Chris don't act like they were not the number one seed. LeBron, I think
no, the West. I like them in the West.
About, okay,
but
okay,
they were the favorites over Brooklyn?
No, they weren't.
I'm not so sure about that.
Let's say they weren't favored. Let's not act like we weren't expected to get that coastal NBA Finals. Lakers, Nets, all the stars. My point is, they were right there. It was for the taking, if you will. And so now that doesn't happen. And now they did what they had to do. We got to go get some insurance. Look at they did the opposite. Anthony Davis has been a top five talent for pretty much his entire career. We know that. When he's healthy, he's one of the best. But he's oftentimes not healthy. They went and got the most Mr. Reliable as far as durability guy in Russell Westbrook. And I think that's what they were doing, was securing something and said, hey, look, we're all in. Let's get a guy that when we know AD is going to go down for some time, whether it be, you know, 4 or 5 games to 35 games, we need somebody who is going to be reliable. LeBron has been injured for the first time a couple years in a row. Let's get somebody who we can plug in, who will do his thing if they're injured, if they're tired, if they're sluggish, and if we need to manage the clock, the time on them a little bit, this guy can do just that. I mean, have you ever seen him out of breath?
No, but he's not insurance for AD. If AD goes down, Russell and LeBron aren't winning the championship.
I'm glad you said that, Chris. Let me ask you something. Now, I get the premise, right? Because they both ball dominate, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. LeBron's championships, except for AD, come with ball dominant players. Kyrie Irving, it don't get no more ball dominant than Kyrie Irving. And then you talk about a Dwayne Wade in Wade County, who was the guy who eventually would say LeBron's the guy. But two guys who have been ball dominant, who get down, they're not pick and pop shooters. They're not spot up shooters. They're not post up men. Kyrie Irving, Mr. Pet. Are you serious?
Can I respond to this? First of all, in Miami, number one, the league was different. The three-point shot was not as prevalent. It was still important, don't get me wrong.
But not like
it is now.
It
wasn't as prevalent as it is today. And they surrounded LeBron and Wade with Mario Chalmers, Ray Allen, Mike Miller, Shane Battier.
Do you remember what Mike Miller did?
Right. They beat Oklahoma because Shane Battier went crazy from the three-point line. Oklahoma City.
I'm glad
and then
you
Kyrie,
all said that.
Kyrie is a great jump shooter. Yeah, he wasn't patting it all the time with LeBron. Because he could shoot, he could play off the ball. That's the difference. When you can shoot, you can play off the ball. Even if you don't like it, even if it's not natural to you, if you can shoot, you can play off the ball. If you can't, it's tougher.
Chris Broussard, what I need is one of your breakdowns right now that you do on IG. I need you to break down what you just said. Yes, Kyrie can shoot. His mid-range game is great. We all know that. He gets to
three-pointer is too.
Three-pointer. But
what was he? What was he, Chris? 50, 40, 90.
Yeah, 50, 40, 90 this year.
He was 50, 40, 90.
No. My point is when you look at the shots he makes, they're still off the dribble. In the three-point, off the dribble. The one against Curry in Game 7 of the off the dribble.
A couple dribbles. Not like dribbling for 15 seconds.
All right, let's do this. Let's switch over. I want to get your take because you do fill in.
He's a homer supreme. My goodness. We should have brought Russell Westbrook on the show or Rob Pelinka.
We could have got more objectivity from Rob Pelinka. Rob, let me say this. Before we get to Scherzer, I know you want to get to the Dodgers.
Yes.
I'm not saying Russell Westbrook and LeBron is a match made in heaven. It ain't peanut butter and jelly, okay?
Okay.
It ain't Martin and Gina. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is if you tell me what I saw last year with LeBron and AD giving the league the business, number one in the West, LeBron looking like an MVP, and now you're telling me, before injuries, and now you're telling me I had a Russell Westbrook, again, not a shooter, but another guy that can put pressure on the defense, another guy that can take the load off for LeBron at times. I like it. They don't need much when they're healthy. I think that's the thing people are forgetting.
But why
when they're healthy.
All right. I'm going to let you go.
Let's switch over. He does fill in on the Dodgers, too.
I know you're excited, yeah.
For Spectrum Sports over there, which is great. The Dodgers, I think, have just out-muscled the rest of the league now. The Dodgers have turned into the big bad wolf, the bully of baseball. They don't care how much money it costs, what they're going to get, what they want. What do you make of Scherzer and Taylor?
The same thing you make, Rob, and you're Mr. Baseball. The fact of the matter is, I want to go, yes, we know money, right? We know the Dodgers' pockets are deep.
Yes.
We know that they're able to do whatever they want. But I think the thing that will be misleading is if you focus on the money. You got to look at how they were able to get Trey Turner as well as Scherzer. It was actually by having Ruiz and having these Josiah Gray, having the young talent. Their farm system has been the key to their success. You talk about guys, Cody Bellinger, obviously not having a great season, but had a great season, was an MVP, had great seasons, Julio Urias. All of these guys, they continue to have Corey Seager, who we'll see what he ends up doing with his deal. My point is they have sustained success because of this farm system that we can plug in guys, right? Or, hey, that guy's so good, we don't even need him. Let's go trade him to get a Trey Turner, to get a Max Scherzer. So it, to me, is a double-edged sword and why the league has to be, rest of Major League Baseball has to be, like, scared, is that not only is it just they have deep pockets, plenty of teams have deep pockets, right? Plenty of teams can cash out if they really want. They have deep pockets, and they have the resources to add on if need be, and that's what makes them so scary. And not to mention, when guys continue to get back healthy, Corey Seager looks like he's back. You're talking about Mookie Betts continuing to get right eventually. I mean, this team is going to be very, very scared to beat, but they got it. But they got to win because they're not leading the division right now. They're back. Last I checked, maybe it was three and a half games.
Yeah, three games behind the Giants, and the Padres are 2.5 behind the Dodgers. I just thought that it was just something, Kelvin, from the standpoint that the Padres appeared to have got Scherzer. You remember, Chris, we talked about it.
Yep.
It looked like they had him, you know, like they had agreed to the players, and the Dodgers swooped in and gave up some prize prospects. So I was impressed that the Dodgers aren't taking the Padres or Giants lightly.
Big-time trolling, Rob. You know about that. It's kind of they had to treat the Padres how you do Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta take shots at people. Sometimes it's like that.
I guess.
That is very true, my man. Very true. All right, brother. Look, we get your excitement.
We love you anyway.
We're happy
we love
for you
anyway.
Yeah. I'm giving him a puncher's chance.
Chris, real quick. You didn't tell me why. So the Lakers are what? Seventh seed in the what? What are you saying?
Oh, no.
He says he's giving him a puncher's chance.
I'm giving him a puncher's chance. The one thing I'll give you is the West is wide open, right? There's nobody that's scared. I would go with the Clippers if Kawhi was healthy. But with him hurt, I mean, Phoenix, Utah, Denver, Portland, I think Dallas will be improved. The Clippers obviously don't have Kawhi. Like, it's open. They got a shot. But Rob and I have said this, and I think you'd admit this. When we could throw out, well, they're not healthy.
Right.
Well, LeBron, some of this is his age.
He's been hurt two of the 3 years in L.A. And the 1 year he was healthy, they had a four-month layoff for COVID.
Right. See, that it ain't just, LeBron happened to get hurt.
Right.
This is what happens as you get older. And AD, of course, that's
it's
just
always
been his
hurt.
Pattern. Yeah. So,
then
they
you're
got
mad
talent.
That they get to throw in Russell Westbrook when LeBron's hurt? Y'all not making no sense right now. Don't make me come to the studio.
No, throw him in, though, but he's not replacing AD.
Ultimately, they all three got to play in order to have a chance to win a championship.
I'll give you that Westbrook.
The same thing happened to Brooklyn.
No, but Brooklyn's pieces fit much better. There's no doubt about it.
I agree.
But I give you this. Westbrook will take some of the physical toll off of the other two stars.
All right, see, he got one thing right.
So maybe they'll be able to stay healthy.
Right.
Yeah, maybe they'll be able to stay healthy.
Right. I don't care how many national championships you won in the state of Michigan. Get off our phone.
I'll let y'all.
All right,
brother. Peace. That's our man, Kelvin Washington. Broussard's Fab Five is next. Here's a hint. It's Big Three related. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Funky Flashback Friday. The heavy one is on the ones and the twos, and it is time for Broussard's Fab Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron. Oh.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
All right. All the talk, of course, is about big threes. Brooklyn had one. And this year, in fact, this week, yesterday, the Los Angeles Lakers added to the big three craze when they put Russell Westbrook with LeBron and AD. All right. So I said, let me come up with my Fab Five for this week. And just because you have a big three does not mean championships are going to follow. I'm going to give you five big threes that did not work. Here we go.
Number five.
The Brooklyn Nets of 2014. Remember, in fact, they had a freaking big four. They had Darren Williams, who at that time had been an all-star five of the previous 6 years. Seemed like he was on to a Hall of Fame trajectory. They had Joe Johnson, an all-star six of the previous 7 years. Then they traded four first-round draft picks in a move that will go down in infamy for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. And I get it. Garnett and Pierce were a little bit older, but Pierce had been a perennial all-star, averaged 19 points the year before he went to the Nets. And Garnett was an all-star the year before he went to the Nets. And they bowed out meekly in the second round to the Miami Heat.
Number four.
The Philadelphia 76ers of 1977 and 1978. Now bear with me, you youngsters. They had Dr. J, Julius Erving, and George McGinnis as their starting forwards. Those two had combined to win four of the previous five championships in the ABA. They're both in the Hall of Fame. Add to that a guy that made like four or five straight all-star teams during that time, Doug Collins. And that was a big three for you. And they almost paid dividends. They got to the finals, but lost in six to Bill Walton and the Portland Trailblazers. Then they lost the next year in the playoffs. The 2 years they were together never got that ring.
Number three.
Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon, Scottie Pippen, Houston Rockets, 1999. All right, they were coming together. That's three Hall of Famers. They went out in the first round to the Shaq Kobe Lakers. Didn't get it done.
Number two.
We're going to stay in Houston the two previous years, 1997, 1998. Barkley, Olajuwon, and Clyde Drexler. All right, they were together for 2 years. All of them toward the end of their prime, but still coming off big seasons individually. And twice, 2 years straight in the playoffs, they lost to the Utah Jazz that, of course, Michael Jordan vanquished in the finals.
Number one.
Los Angeles Lakers fans might not like it, but yes, the Lakers, Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, and Jerry West. Three Hall of Famers, three legends. They played 3 years together in L.A. and never won a championship. Twice they lost in the finals and then another year in the playoffs. Injuries derailed them to a bit. Baylor was getting hurt. West here and there got hurt. And then their fourth year together, Elgin Baylor, after nine games, he gets injured, retires. And man, in what seems to be, it's kind of sad. They went on to win the championship. Gail Goodrich became that third guy, and finally Jerry West and the Lakers won the championship, but it wasn't with the big three of Wilt, LeBron, or Wilt, Elgin, and West. So there you have it, Rob G. Through five big threes, five fabulous threes that never won the title together.
It's a good list. I think that there's one that you're missing, though, and also a Lakers team. Kobe, Powell, Dwight Howard, Steve Nash. I would have put that over the Nets.
That's a pretty good
one.
Over
the Nets group.
That's fair. That's fair. That's and the injuries, I mean, Nash played, what, 10 games with the Lakers?
And Kobe popped
an Achilles. But, nah, that's a good one.
Yep.
Right. That's not a bad one. You're right. That's and that was a big four, like you said.
Yeah.
So that could have been – that's a good one. I'll give you that.
But other than that, I like what you got, though.
Yeah.
It's not a list you want to be on, but it is a good list.
No, and Barkley's on it twice.
Right.
Sorry, Charles, but he's on it twice. All right, a couple, 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked.